Well, friend, apparently the problem seems to be that every religion has a book. And we, living in the fag end of the 20th century, will not be satisfied with the book that was written maybe 1,500 years back, or 2,000 years back, or 5,000 years back, as Dr. Vyas may claim. The holy ancient times was rendered in the Vedas were compiled. So one would not be, one would be a bit puzzled if the last word had been said some 5,000 years back or 1,500 years back. And of course the journalists will not agree with me, because they have to bring out the issue every day. They have a devotion word. So, I mean, it's difficult for a journalist, it's almost impossible for a journalist to conceive that the last word has already been said. Then, if the last word has already been said, what's he doing? What's he busy with? What's he writing? Now, to come to the point, Salman Rushdie had in an article written a long time back, and before he wrote the Satmic Verses, has stated that the politicians and the writers are in enemy camp, because they fight over the same territory. The territory is reality. The politicians would like the reality to be shown in a certain perspective, certain single perspective, at the expense of all other perspectives, possible perspectives. Whereas a literary person, an author, would like the reality to be presented in as from as many angles as possible. So the fight is between a certain official perspective and the possible unofficial perspective. Now you may say that this has been said about the politicians, it has nothing to do with the religious fundamentalists. But the politicians are just a shade lesser than the religious fundamentalists. You know, they have their own ideology. And if they stick to their ideology, if they take the word of the ideology as the last word, then they are as bad or as or worse than the fundamentalists. We have the examples in Soviet Russia, a lot of examples for them. But now, if the journalists think that they are the dealers of the world, the supreme dealers of the world in today's world, then it's a sort of Prasimana Sreen is a pointer that the world doesn't belong to the journalist. The world belongs to the poet. As the poet from all times has claimed that the word belongs to them. The word does not belong to the legislators. The word does not belong to the founders of religion. The word belongs to the poet. And so the conflict has arisen when the Calcutta newspaper Statesman sent a correspondent to Prasimana Sreen in his sojourn in Calcutta on her way back to Dhaka from Paris, and interviewed her. The poor journalist did not know the difference between Quran and Shariat. So Taslima was quoted wrongly, Taslima protested against it, and the letter was printed, and the possibly good statesman people thought that as good democratic gentlemen will settle the issue, but not so. Less than a month afterwards, the people in her country asked for the blood of Prasimha. And the reason given is the interview that was published in the Prasimha. I had imagined that the Indian newspapers will have the sincerity to say they are sorry. If somebody's life has been put into peril because of what a certain newspaper published wrongly. And it's, freedom of expression also means that you have the freedom to say your story. It's not like you are always in the right. You may not be always in the right. But that's not been done. And I think we have to think seriously. Suppose, for instance, for whatever reason, Susima loses her life. Her blood would be on the head of an Indian newspaper. And so also, on the head of the fundamentalist, but also on the head of an Indian newspaper. Now you have to decide which one or who are the block, who are blocking the freedom of expression, the newspaper, the fundamentalist, or together, both of them. For an unofficial practitioner of words, the poet, the newspapers, and the fundamentalists, the largely circulated the newspapers and the largely followed religions may not make much difference. There may not be much difference between them. That's all.